Let's review. Our daf continues with a number of stories where an Oivik Kechavim told of the death of a man or group of men, Masich Lefi Tumay, and based on that it was ruled that the wives are Murtaris Lehinase. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Me'idin Lo'oir HaNeir Lo'oil HaVan. A person may testify to the death of a person whom he identified only by the light of a candle or the moon, and the man's wife may marry. Umasino Pibaskel. We permit a woman to marry based on the testimony of a person who heard but did not see another person saying that her husband died. As the Mishnah relates, Ma'is be'echad she'amar al reishahar, v'amar ish pleini ben pleini mokam pleini meis, halchu v'lei matzu sham adam v'hisu es ishtay. The Mishnah continues with a related story. V'shuv ma'is be'tzalmon, be'echad she'amar ani ish pleini ben ish pleini nashcheni nachash v'harei ani meis, v'halchu v'lei hikiruhu. And they did not recognize him. The Gemara begins by presenting a braisa which states there is a machlekes in the matter of masin al pibasko. Bisham yomim in masin al pibasko, b'sil yomim masin al pibasko. The Mishnah presented a story where there was a basko from a mountaintop and holchu b'lo matzu. The Gemara asks two questions on this incident. The dumma shade hava. Maybe it was the voice of a demon. The Gemara answered that it was when the sun is at the horizon, and they saw a shadow of the shadow, and Shadim are unable to cast a shadow of a shadow. V'demot Sarah Havya, maybe it was another wife of her husband that is her rival and wants Likalkala. The Gemara answers that in the time of Sakana, we're not Cheshish for every possibility. And our case is like a time of Sakana, because there may never be any other Edim to the husband's death. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. On the previous daf, the Mishnah taught, we even believe in Eid Echad, that a man died, and his wife is Mutaris Lehinase. Our Mishnah discusses how this came about. Zok the Mishnah Amir Bekiva, Kishiradati Lenarda la'Aber Hashana, Metzasi Nechami Ish Beistli, Amr li Shemati She'imasin Esa Isha, Be'eretz Yisrael Api Eid Echad, El Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. I heard that besides Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael do not permit a woman to marry based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. V'no Misi Loi. Ken Hadvarm. Bekiva said that is correct. Nechemi Ish basically said, tell them in my name, since I'm unable to travel because of all the armies at war, I have a tradition from Gamliel Hazaken that we do permit a woman to marry based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. Bekiva continues to describe what happened when he returned to Eretz Yisrael. When I told this to Rabbi Gamliel, who is a grandson of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, he was very happy to find support for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that we permit a woman to marry based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. The Mishnah continues his story. This reminded Rabbi Gamliel of a case where some men were killed and their wives were not permitted to remarry, because there was only an Eid Echad. Now, after this story, the Mishnah relates, V'heisi Rabbi Gamliel nishasein al pi Eid Echad. The Mishnah concludes that now, V'hochzuku liyas masin al pi Eid Echad, V'hochzuku liyas masin Eid mi pi Eid, mi pi Eved, mi pi Isha, mi pi Shifcha. Before this incident, the ruling was different. As the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua Oimrim, Eid masin as Isha al pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Kiva Oimrim, we believe in Eid Echad, v'loy al pi Isha, v'loy al pi Eved, v'loy al pi Shevcha, v'loy al pi Kraven. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva only said this after they came to rule that we believe in Eid Echad, but it was limited to a man. However, later they came to rule that we even believe in Isha and all the above, otherwise, Pesule Eidus. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. When Rabbi Kiva originally ruled that we don't believe Isha, Eved, Shivcha, Kraivim, they challenged him. Amrulai, Maisa bibne Levi Shaholchu Litzayr Ir Hatamarim, Vachala Echad Mehem Vihiviu Bipundik, Ubachazarasim Amrulu Pundigis Aichavirenu, Noimus Lehem, Meis Vikafartib, Vihisiris Ishtoi. So they asked Rabbi Kiva, Vilaytehe Kahenis Kepundikis? If we trust the woman innkeeper, we should trust all women. The innkeeper was believed because she brought out all the man's personal effects. The Gemara explains the opinion of the others. When she saw them return, she began crying and they asked, Ayich Avireinu. And she responded, Meis Ukvartiv. Zemakloi Vizer Tamiloi Vizer Sevetor Yishoi Biyadoi. The Machlokes is as follows. The other Chacham hold that a Isha Yisraelis B'miskaven, the direct testimony of a Jewish woman, is stronger than an Avodas Kechavim U'masich Lefituma, a non-Jewish woman in the course of a conversation. Therefore, if the Pundikus is believed, an Isha is certainly believed. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Pundikus was not believed based on her nemanis, but based on the simon of the man's personal effects. Therefore, this instant cannot serve as proof for the nemanis of an Isha. The Gemara proceeds to present a machlekes regarding Eidus Isha. Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Boit Kim Bedrisha V'Chakira. Bezin does not question the Eidim with all the details as prescribed in Masechta Sanhedrin. We accept the Eidus without intense questioning. Rabbi Tarfin holds Boit Kim Bedrisha V'Chakira. We only accept the Eidus after intense questioning. The Gemara explains the basis of their argument. By Din Nefashos, there is Drisha V'Chakira. By Din Mamonos, there is no Drisha V'Chakira in order to avoid Ne'ilas Delas Bifnei Lavan. Rabbi Kiva holds Eidus Isha is din imamanis because the ksuba that needs to be paid. Rabbi Tarfon holds Eidus Isha is din nefashis because for Isser, Eishas Ish, a person is chayiv misa. Having learned kulais that were instituted to help a woman get married so that she should not remain anaguna, the Masechta concludes. Amr Balaza Amr B'chanina, Tamida Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'ilam, Shinemar B'chol B'nayich Lamudi Hashem V'rav Shalom B'nayich. Hanulach Isha Basra, Veslikala Masechta Yevamos. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 16th parak and the Masechta Yevamos, and we'll begin Masechta Ksubis in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.